Thank you. You may be seated. If you're visiting with us today, we do want to welcome you to Lake Country Bible Church and invite you to look in the back of the seat in front of you at the hymn slot there. You should see a plastic envelope with a form inside it. We'd appreciate you filling out that form just to give us some contact information for you. And at the end of the service, please drop that completed form off into the wicker basket just to the right of the glass double doors. Again, thank you for joining us in worship today.
Well, good morning. Just if Wesley hears this, let him know that I am looking at my program today. He was digging into me last week about that. Just because I didn't look at a program and didn't know I was going to be up here one day. That man. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you so very much for everything you give us because, Father, you give us everything. Everything we have comes from you. And Father, we thank you so very much for that. Sometimes we don't understand why you bring something into our lives. We don't understand why you allow certain things to happen in our lives. But we know that according to Scripture, you're never going to put anything in our lives that we do not have the ability to overcome through faith in you and understanding that you are in charge and you will always be in charge. Father, we just had an election. So many things have happened. There are people on both sides that don't like the outcome. But we are not those people, Father, because we don't hold that this world has any hold on any of us. Father, you have a plan for each and every one of us. You have a job for each and every one of us. We all have duties. We all have things that you would have us accomplish. Father, we ask that we would get out of your way, that we would allow you to work through each one of us as we walk through this existence on earth. Father, we ask that you would give us the ability to know when we are impeding your progress in our lives, and we would set aside our own wants, needs, and desires and modify our living to be how you would have us do. Be with us as we go through this next teaching. Open up our hearts and our minds to your Holy Spirit. Be with us as we go through our week and allow each one of us to come back next week to hear more about you. Our Father, if you choose, we want to meet you in the air whenever you do come. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I did prayer before I did. Did I do that now? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do the things to come or the announcements. First off, I'm just going to read the whole back of our paper. It says, worship through our grace offerings. We believe that returning to God a portion of that which he has given is an act of worship. We have provided a box in the back wall. If you wish to give anything, it's back there for you to give. It is not necessary. We're not asking for anything, but if you wish to give something back to God, you can always drop something in the offering box in the back. We don't pass a plate. It's never done that here. There's a prayer meeting every Sunday at 9 a.m. Everyone is welcome for the prayer reading. It meets in this little room in the very back over here. Ruth and Ray are leading that one. Yes, I have memory issues. Ruth and Ray are leading that one. They're always there every week, and they're always happy to have you come up and pray about anything. Women's Bible study. There's no Bible study this week, so there is no women's Bible study this week. But it will resume. Wait a second. Okay. There is no women's Bible study for the rest of the year. They're taking a long, long, long vacation. So it's going to resume on 1-3 of 23 if the Lord doesn't come before then. Terry will be teaching it, I assume, if she's still around. And I don't know what she'll be teaching, but stay tuned for further information. Wednesday night services. There's a Wednesday night service every Wednesday. It's an open Bible study for anybody. It happens at 6 p.m. Everybody's welcome. Please come. Bring friends. There's a choir rehearsal immediately after the Wednesday night Bible study. We say that we like to say it's going to be at 7, but it really depends on how long-winded the teacher is. You do not have to be able to sing in our choir. Many people have proven that over the years. Okay? But luckily, the Bible says we can make a joyful noise to the Lord. There's a church-wide cleanup coming in December 3rd at 9 a.m. up here. Further information will follow as to who you can get a hold of. Usually we have the women. They kind of take care of the inside of the church. And we let our big He-Man strong men out there to pick up all the sticks and walk around with shovels and at least look like they're doing something. There is a potluck dinner on December 11th. Boy, that's a long way away. December 11th. Not so far away, huh? I thought y'all were going to have a turkey. Maybe for me if I could smoke my turkey, but no. Y'all don't want turkey. I'm fine with that. There will be. And also, further information, you know, that Christmas falls on Sunday this year. We'll all be together for Christmas. It's amazing, isn't it? Hope everybody can attend. Operation Christmas Child, today is the final day for your boxes to be in. Today is your final day for. If you don't have your boxes filled, get with Miss Ruth. I'm sure she's going to do anything she can to get as many boxes filled for them young kids. Miss Jean, I'm sorry. She's here somewhere. There she is in the back. I would say the short hair women, but if y'all were in my Bible school, my Bible study class, I'm not going to go there. Kindness Cottage, they're giving, we're doing food offerings. When is that through? Does it? Okay, well, we thank you for giving for Kindness Cottage. That one's done with. And I think I've pretty much done the rest of this. So,
Good. We have a very fascinating study this morning, a battle, a war in heaven. I trust that you keep up with the series and that it's a blessing. Today's going to be a little bit different than normal. I have a few more pictures. I thought that it would be good to see how the artists of various ages painted and viewed this time in which we'll be studying tonight, so or this morning. So what I want you to do is to excuse, I get nervous when a woman stands there and just stares at you. My wife does that a lot. But anyway, we'll be looking at that, and we'll have some interesting, I hope, additions today. What I would like from you is to have a feedback from you on how you like the series and if it's a blessing and a benefit to you. If it's not, I'll do my best to improve it, but we'll continue with it till we're through. I think it's very important. You ready for me? I'm ready. Today we'll be looking at the war in heaven. It's the ninth installment of our series, and very interesting study this morning and all of the involvement of the different individuals we'll be looking at this morning. We're going to begin looking at Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pained to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 7 crowns upon his head, along with 10 horns. This is an artist's conception of what is being described. Can y'all see that? That is, would be a weird revelation in person. That kind of picture that we have here. We find, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. If you're like me, sometimes I see or read a description and I like to get a better idea. If you are interested in that, 1,260 days, that's 3.5 years. Strange. We're dealing with the Great Tribulation. And here God's Word reveals to us the duration once again. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. The picture of being cast out of heaven, Satan and his angels into the earth. Picture here of the artist's conception of Satan being exiting from heaven. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. When the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. A time, and times, and a half a time, is 3.5 years. Artist's conception of the woman. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened up her mouth, swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's yet another war to be fought during the tribulation, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, besides the war of Gog and Magog, and then the battle of Armageddon. Most of us have been and had some teaching of this battle of Armageddon. Many people refer to it as the last great war, but it doesn't happen to occur to be when in actuality. However, this war shall be fought in heaven between Satan's army and God's army. What a place for a war. We think of heaven as being all peaceful and quiet, and God's forces shall be led by the archangel Michael, while the opposing army shall be composed of spirit beings, angels, fallen and unfallen. It shall be a decided battle. Nevertheless, this battle marks the beginning of the end for the devil and his angels. Who are the participants in this war? There can be no battle without armies. There can be no armies without soldiers. And there is to be a battle in heaven between the devil and Michael. The devil's army shall be composed of those fallen angels which have followed him. Revelation 12, 3 and 4, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to earth." From the above scriptures, we learn that the devil has influenced a third of the host of heaven to unite with him in trying to overthrow the power of God. You see, Satan never gives up, but he does have an end that's in sight. As to how this war is organized, Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Have you ever experienced any of that in your walk with the Lord? Here we notice that the devil is very well organized with those angels who have left following Jehovah and turned after him. In Daniel chapter 10, we're told why Daniel's prayers were not answered immediately. Daniel 10, verses 12 and 13, also verse 20, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set in thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the angels, remained there with the kings of Persia. And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. When I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Artist conception. The host of angels that are there and here even today to protect and guide us. These verses tell us that God uses angels to answer many of the saints' prayers. This angel, which was sent to answer Daniel's prayer, was withstood by an angel of Satan called the prince of Persia. Michael, the archangel, came to the angel's rescue and delivered him. Then in the 20th verse, this angel speaks of the coming prince of Grecia, another angel of Satan. Herein also learned that not only is the devil organized in the heavenlies, but also in the governments of men. These verses plainly teach that the devil places one of his great leaders at the head of each world government. I believe that's still so today. First John 5, verse 19, and the whole world lieth in the wicked one. How about the orders concerning this battle? As the fallen angels have followed the devil so far, they will follow him to the end. They reached the point of no return the moment they forsook God and followed Satan. The order for Michael is to defeat Satan, which he does. What about the battle itself? Revelation 12, verse 7 through 9, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Where will this battle occur? Heaven. The battlefield is to be located in heaven. There are some who have difficulty in visualizing that a battle could be fought in heaven. Question may arise as to how the devil will be allowed to be in heaven as he was cast out. That's found in Ezekiel chapter 28 and also Isaiah 14 before Adam was created. The devil was cast from being the anointed cherub, but nothing is ever said of him being cast completely out of heaven. In the first two chapters of Job, we find that the devil was present when the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan accused Job before God at that time, and we know that he is bringing that same kind of accusation today. As we study the entire Bible, we find that Michael is always connected with the deliverance of God's people. He's the archangel who will blow the last trumpet, which summons the church on high at the rapture. He is the greatest general of heaven's army. I think the world is looking to hear, waiting to hear, listening to hear that trumpet blast. Heaven is forever rid of Satan. There's no place for Satan to go but the earth. Here he will run rampant until the tribulation is over. Here, too, he gives his power to the Antichrist, who with him and the second beast compose what is known as the unholy Trinity. You see, Satan tries to mimic God and God's work in every way that he can. The number of the Antichrist, 666. Satan's defeat affects the entire universe, both heaven and earth. There will be rejoicing. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God, day and night. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them." Interesting. We've been gone, we who know Christ as Savior today, will have been gone over 3.5 years. And we find that there is rejoicing not only in heaven, but also we know from studying the book of Revelation that this battle and the casting of Satan out of heaven occur in the middle of the tribulation, at the beginning or the early stages of the great tribulation. No wonder the church, which has been raptured 3.5 years before, rejoices in his defeat. It was he who caused much persecution while they lived upon the earth. And not only this, but while they lived, they were accused before God day and night. You might ask, do you think that the devil accuses the saints unfalsely? Well, to this I would just simply reply, if he accuses us truthfully, he has plenty to do. Yet we believe that he accuses us falsely also, just as he accused Job falsely. I want you to think about this. The bride has been raptured 3.5 years before Satan is cast out. The judgment seat of Christ is held immediately after the rapture. Therefore, Satan, who is present in heaven during this time, will be able not only to accuse the saints as far as their salvation is concerned, but also accuse them as far as their rewards are concerned. Satan is a determined enemy against those who know Christ. But fear not, O child of God, we have an advocate with the Father. John, 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation, or perfect sacrifice, for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Revelation chapter 12, last part of verse 12. "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." We have demon possession today, men who are possessed by the devil and his angels, but nothing compared to what it will be during the last half of the tribulation, the great tribulation. All of Satan's angels will be here to possess men. The devil himself shall possess and enter the Antichrist as he did Judas. The Lord Jesus spoke of his return to this earth by saying, Matthew 24, verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so also, or so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Before the flood, the daughters of men married the sons of God." Read that in Genesis 6. I believe that these sons of God were angels who left heaven, possessed men, In other words, demon possession. Jude chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of that great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Before the flood, demon possession. Before the return of Christ, we'll have demon possession. There is victory, though, however, for those who live on the earth after the rapture of the church occurs. Same victory that's ours today. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What a terrible time it's going to be here on this earth during the last half of the tribulation, as we know as the Great Tribulation. Ends our morning lesson on the war in heaven. We will be looking in the future, just so you might have some curiosity. There will be people who trust Christ during the tribulation period after the church, those who know Christ as their Savior today, after we've been raptured out. There will be people here on this earth who still trust Christ as their Savior. But it'll be a difficult time during that time. Most of them will suffer death because of their faith in Christ as their Savior. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for the truthfulness of your word. And Father, although there's many things in your word that we do not readily understand or comprehend, we can be assured that anything in your word is your word. Father, it's truth. Father, today we thank you for what we've seen, what we've experienced, what we've heard from your word. Father, may we all rejoice. One, that we're all going to heaven when the trumpet sounds. But also, we will avoid this terrible, terrible time here on this earth during the tribulation. Father, we thank you for that. Father, we ask that you would continue to bless us as we study these things that possibly many of us have not heard or seen before. But Father, we thank you for your goodness to us and for our salvation. Father, we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen.